just got a few last tips, really. It's kind of going over what I've said already, but I think just to reiterate, it's got to be something you care about and are interested in. You know, don't feel you're doing something that isn't about you and about where you're at right now. So it needs to be situated. It's you here at this time, in this moment, doing what you're doing. And, yeah, again, a few suggestions on there. These are ones that the university quite often recommend, you know, where there's a new curriculum coming in or something like that, where it's about improving teaching and learning in some way, trying out new assessment methods, all of that sort of stuff. And, again, particular groups of students, the ones who are disengaged. Maybe you've got a student with a special learning need. Maybe you've got students that don't participate. It's thinking about that sort of stuff. And that's it. So I've put the slides on Yammer, so you can have a look back through there. I'll put the outcomes, I'll pull the outcomes out of the handbook and share those with you. What I thought we'd do, just to kind of close the session off, if no one's got anything else burning that they need to know, anything that really people are just thinking, feel okay. What we'll do then is we'll finish. I thought we'd do a final round. I'm just going to ask you what your freshest thoughts are about the conference paper. So it might be that you're starting to get a bit of an idea, or you know, you've just got some sort of new thinking maybe about how to approach it. So what's your freshest thinking? What's in your head, buzzing in your head right now about the specialist conference?
Panic.
Are you going to start, Karen?
Yeah, panic.
Yeah, we'll go back to Spain. Panic, okay. Well, that's right, succinct. That's succinct.
Yeah. See, I'm mega excited, mate. I'm just like saying, like, giddy like a child.
Yeah. That's me anyway.
That'll
I don't
fade.
Yeah.
Start to panic and then I get involved in it and then I'm fine. So, but yeah.
It's natural, isn't
yeah,
it? To
it's
do that.
A natural thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've actually learnt a bit more. Now I know that I can actually do it on history as well.
Yeah.
Because there's a like I said, there's a broad subject that's made my life a bit easier, because that's something I do love about anyway,
yeah.
History and that. So, but yeah, panic was the first thing that comes to mind.
Hannah,
well, top that.
Fear. Mix them two together.
Yeah.
Send them.
I'll need to reread things.
A bit of the same, actually, what Karen's just said. But I think once I get into it, I should be all right, I think. I think I've kind of got an idea what I want to do, but not 100% sure yet.
I think I'm alright with it. I think I understand a little bit more about it now than I did at the beginning of the session. And I feel like an idea has just sort of fallen to me because of an article that Tina put up on Yammer. I feel like that kind of fits to what I'm currently teaching GCSE English-wise. So, you've probably seen it. Yeah.
I wasn't sure what I was going to do it on at all. I knew it was coming. I think I've got an idea, I think. I'm interested in my learners working independently and creating like a studio practice that if you were a working artist, that's what you'd do. And the learners on level 3 are encouraged to do that, so that's making me think that I might want to start looking at some educational theories around autonomy and self-guided learning and that sort of stuff. think that might be something interesting. So I think that's where I'm going. So I think it's got my head a bit more sorted.
Jive.
So I was scrolling furiously. I'm the same as Ronnie, but I'm actually quite excited. Because after what Tina chopped at me last week, there's a questionability over what I'm doing. I'm looking at potentially using that. Doesn't mean anything to anybody what I've just said. it's intriguing, but I'm quite excited that I'm looking at something completely new I've never done before and potentially moving it into the arena. And I didn't quite get that video. It was very vague. It doesn't fit in what I'm doing. There you go.
I was talking to Joe before, and the other thing about my year 11 girls, that just some of them are just so disengaged and unmotivated.
There's a word for that, but I won't share it with you.
What?
There's a word for that.
Yeah. So I was thinking more on the motivation line and.
I sent her a kind of three-part thing to Tina, and I still feel quite happy with that, I think. So I feel like I'm sort of on track. The difficulty will probably be not getting, because I've already started researching, and I've got like a page full of notes and lists of things to read more, so I need to rein that in a bit, I think, and decide what I'm going to actually focus on and so on. But I have a plan. I feel happy enough with that. So.
PPE. It's just a case of if it's got enough substance in it. So we implement it all the time. It is there, it's part and parcel of what we do, we have it, we wouldn't be able to do it. Why we implement it. Especially with the first years, and then, you know, as it moves on, it's a different set of, well, a different set of skills, because they should know, but even so, they deviate away from it, because they know better, sort of thing. So it's just if there's enough substance in it. We shall see.
Sounds great, actually. Yeah, for me, freshest thinking, I think it's just what I've said really so far, about choosing something that's maybe of interest to you really, but maybe also challenges your thinking a little bit. And I think one thing I'd really love to see happen is for people to be seeking out not your standard books, nothing wrong with those books over there, but certainly the curriculum ones are pretty old. Curriculum theory is an old theory now. But looking at new stuff, looking at what's out there, current thinking, and been doing some teaching this week with my other students at Northern on white curriculum as part of their curriculum studies module, and sort of actually really sort of challenging what we teach, why we teach it, and thinking quite deeply about that. So it'd be lovely if people really sort of dug in a little bit with those kind of questions.
I think, do you guys remember that presentation we did last year, like quite beginning of year, and I think I misunderstood that one because I did it more of my subject specialism than the actual teaching, and it was meant to be more teaching in general than the subject specialism. So I like this one because it's actually relating to your subject specialism. And although I don't particularly have a clue actually what I'm going to be writing about, but I know in general nowadays how much the arty and the creative, you will know David as well, the creative sides are being dismissed, being made fun of, really, you know, like, oh, you're doing music, that's funny, that must mean you don't know anything else because you've gone and done such a rubbish subject. And that's kind of the approach that majority of people often have, and I've to be honest, I get it quite often still, like, people laugh at me for being a musician. And see, and what the environment that I was growing up in was kind of bigging it up. Oh, you're a musician, no, it's an important thing. So I think, although I'm not particularly specifically deciding today what exactly I'm going to be writing about, but yeah, I think I'm going to do it on the side of looking at how, in general, the curriculums and the whole kind of education is looking at music and arts right now, and is kind of taking a little bit of mick out of it, and going to try and, you know, put into serious ways how it can actually, you know, improve student loving subjects in general, but through music and through showing that it is, they are important subjects, and